This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
And that theme means one thing, of course, talking to April Mansfield as we do every single Thursday at this time, because Thursday is the day the movies come out. Good morning, April.
Good morning, Paul.
So, how many today?
We've got three for you today.
Good.
Loaded all up.
What's first off the cab rank?
All right, well, you know what? Let's start with Palm Beach. Wasn't it such a great night last night, Paul, with all of the Brian Brown attending and Rachel Ward? Did you not have an amazing time?
It was amazing. Great to catch up with my old schoolmate again, Brian Brown. But this movie, it is fantastic. What a script. The direction by Rachel, just terrific. The acting of all of these wonderful stars, just fabulous. I love the film Palm Beach, and it was just great to catch up. And it was great that Brian and Rachel came up and made the effort to come to our part of the world to have a chat.
Yeah, it was so nice. And I find it so funny that you were a schoolmate of Brian's. Like, what are the odds?
Exactly. What are the odds? So tell us all about Palm Beach.
So Palm Beach obviously is set in, you know, Sydney's iconic northern Palm Beach, since obviously the title, and it's kind of like a heartwarming story. It starts off as with a group of lifelong friends reuniting on the beach to have like a good time and celebrate a birthday. But obviously they get together, you know, lots of laughs, drinking, etc. And, you know, some secrets and some dis-ease kind of arise from, you know, their many, many years of being friends. So obviously they're going to sort through it, but it's kind of like a film that shows you what it's like for people, you know, over the age of, say, 60, like what it problems they're kind of facing in their life.
It's all this underlying stuff, isn't it? Like, I mean, on the surface, everybody's having fun, but there are underlying things that are happening just beneath the surface.
Exactly. Well said.
And of course, in the movie, Brian Brown has a problem with a chimney. In this film,
yes,
with this chimney, and I won't do any spoiler with it, but it's absolutely fantastic. It is absolutely fantastic. But didn't you think just beautifully done? And of course, they picked a place, Palm Beach in Sydney, where they do a home and away. So basically, that's Summer Bay there. I mean, I'm just a little sad they didn't come up to our part of the world to do it. But however, if they had to pick the second nicest area in the world, that would be Palm Beach.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a stunning location for the film.
What's the second one?
Our second one is Danger Close, The Battle of Long Tan.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So I'm not sure if you've heard of this one. It is obviously a drama film, but it is very, very closely based on the Battle of Long Tan in the Vietnam War. So it's a very, very emotional film. Like, I've read a whole bunch of reviews on it. I haven't seen it myself, but everyone is just saying that they're so, you know, touched by the film. And they're also so happy that it's not another one of those, you know, dramatized war films. It's very, very true to the story. They try to stick as close as they possibly can about the battle of 108 young, mostly inexperienced Australian and New Zealand soldiers up against the force of 2,500 Vietnam soldiers in Long Tan.
Yes, I bet the Vietnam vets, they'll be, well, some mightn't go and see it. It might bring up bad memories. But I think if you want to see a great film, and all reports are it's a very well put together film with respect and done at times with respect, that is great. But yes, that was a battle of the Vietnam War. And I just mentioned too, you know, we had conscription at the time of the Vietnam War, and I could have been called up, but my marble didn't come out. And what they were doing, they called up they went by your birthday, and some days they would pick young men to be called up and to go to Vietnam by an even number or an odd number. Now, when when I got my letter, there it said, sorry, but you're not going and you're not being conscripted, because we were drawing out uneven days, and my birthday, which is an 18th, I got out of it. Now, I was disappointed at the time, but my mum was overjoyed, and my mum was correct, of course, and I didn't go to Vietnam, and because so many awful things happened to the servicemen that went to Vietnam.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, that's how they pick, you know, by birthday. It just so happened you're born on an even day.
Yeah, so, I was going to be a cameraman over there, and I was looking forward to going over and being a cameraman and working for the government film unit. But that was all knocked on the head with that letter. And my mum was so happy. My mum was overjoyed, and she said, one day, Paul, you'll realise just how lucky you were. And now I know what she was talking about.
Yes. Well, we actually had a special guest come to Event Cinemas Cairns Central on Wednesday, so yesterday, to actually introduce the screening and do a Q&A afterwards. It's Don Thompson, his name is. He actually fought in the Battle of Long Tan.
Really? I would love to have I'd love to have a chat to him at some time. We might see if we can
have to put you in touch.
That'd be terrific. What's the third one?
Our third one is a little bit more lighthearted. It's called Late Night. Now, Late Night is starring Mindy Kaling and Emma Thompson, our beautiful Emma Thompson. And it's about a legendary late night talk show host, which is Emma Thompson's character. It's kind of turned upside down her world when she hires her only female staff writer. So she's been accused of being sexist, I suppose, because all of her writers are male. So she goes off and hires Mindy just to, you know, smooth over diversity concerns. And her decision to do that doesn't go the way she planned. She kind of hears rumours and is kind of being told that if her show ratings don't go up, she's out the door, and she's been there for many, many years. So her and Mindy form a very unlikely friendship to help get the ratings up, get her show talked about. And, you know, they're so completely opposite of each other. You know, they're separated by culture and obviously generation, but they've both got their part in common where they both like to have the last laugh or the last line. So obviously between the two, hilarious banter.
Absolutely fabulous. So they're the three movies. And can I just take this opportunity on behalf of myself and Marion, thank you for the invite and for your hospitality last night and meeting Brian Brown, who we heard from a little earlier in the breakfast show. But I just want to thank you because to be there that first night with the star of the film and the director of Palm Beach was a real treat. So thank you for that, April.
No problem. Anytime for you, Paul.
Good on you. Thank you. We'll see you next Thursday, and good luck, and go to the movies. We always say that.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.